Today we celebrate the great solemnity of Corpus Christi, the most holy body and blood of Jesus Christ. It's a day set apart by the Church to adore, reflect upon, and give thanks to the gift of the Eucharist, the very heart of our faith. Is it possible that we come to this altar unaware of the miracle unfolding before us each time we come to Mass? Well, let me explain a few things about the Eucharist. The Eucharist is a gift of love from God. In St. Mark's Gospel, the scene of the Last Supper, Jesus takes bread, blesses it, breaks it, and gives it to his disciples, saying, "This is my body." And then the cup, "This is my blood of the covenant poured out for many." And this is not a symbol. People think it's a symbol to do this. But it isn't. This is Christ himself, his body, his blood, his soul, his divinity, given for you and me. At the Last Supper, Jesus just didn't institute a ritual. He gave us his very self. Because the Eucharist is the living expression of the love that took him to the cross. And it is that same love that keeps on giving day after day, Mass after Mass. The Eucharist is also the real presence, we say. What does that really mean, the real presence? The real presence, what does that mean? Well, it means that Christ is truly here in the consecrated host and chalice. As I said, to repeat, it is not a symbol, it is not a metaphor, but substantially and truly present is Jesus Christ. The bread and wine become, by the power of the Holy Spirit and the words of Christ, his actual body and blood. And this is a mystery we do not fully understand. Our puny brains can't comprehend much of anything these days, much less such a wonderful miracle like this. So it's a mere mystery that we do not understand fully, but it is one that we believe. Not because we see it. The bread still looks like bread. The wine still looks like wine after the consecration. But we believe because he, Jesus, said it. Thirdly, the Eucharist makes us the church. The Eucharist isn't something that only we receive, or it's just for me. And as an individual, it's something that we're called to become. Now, what does that mean? Well, it means that the body of Christ on the altar makes us the body of Christ in the world. It puts us on a mission. That means being sent. When we receive the Eucharist, we're united not only to Christ, but to one another. And when we experience an increase in the bonds of charity that are already among us, when we receive the Eucharist, we become living tabernacles of his love and mercy and presence. And we're sent from the altar into a world to feed those who are spiritually or physically hungry, to forgive offenses, to bring hope, to do all of those things that Jesus did. It puts us on a mission. It's not a private act of devotion. It's something very public. And so in conclusion, on this Feast of Corpus Christi, we ought to renew our awe and gratitude for the Eucharist. We ought to approach Holy Communion with reverence, preparation, and love. We can spend some time in Eucharistic adoration, gazing upon the one who gazes upon us. And we've extended the hours recently for our adoration chapel. You know, after the desecration 2 summers ago, we had to do some repair work in there, and then we opened up from 8 in the morning till 8 in the afternoon or the evening, and then we extended it from 6 in the morning till 8 at night, and now beginning yesterday we extended it from 6 a.m. until 11 p.m. 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. Our adoration chapel is now open. And that's a real blessing for us to come to between those hours any day of the week, to gaze upon him who gazes upon us. And we also, on this feast day, can allow the real presence of Jesus to transform our hearts and our lives. As we kneel before the mystery of the altar, we remember that it is not just bread, it is not just wine, it is Jesus, the Lamb of God, the bread of life, the cup of salvation. And so let us receive him. Let us become him. Let us live for him.